grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our crucified Savior Jesus. Amen. I read a quote a while ago that is profoundly true and I think is fitting for us this Good Friday, and it said this: God is not a God of second chances. He's a God of one chance and a second Adam. God is not a God of second chances. He's a God of one chance and a second Adam. You remember the first Adam, the first man back in the book of Genesis, back in the Garden of Eden. And before God had created Eve to be his bride, before God paused and said, it's not really good for the man to be alone, before that, God gave Adam a command and a chance. You see, Adam was both a historical person as well as a representative for all humanity. He perfectly represented us. Unlike some politician who may or may not represent their constituents well, the Bible teaches that Adam perfectly stood in for us. He perfectly represented us. He was a perfect example and type of all who would follow. And Adam had a chance. He had a chance at eternal life. He had a chance at peace and perfection forever. He had a chance at pure and unpolluted relationships with the created world around him, with the rest of humanity, with God himself. He had one chance. Standing in for all of us, he had a chance. And he blew it. Now, I know it was Eve who first ate from that forbidden fruit, but the Bible tells us that Adam was standing right there with her. And it was to Adam that God had given the commandment, and Adam was there to protect and provide for his family. He had his chance. And he blew it. He had one chance, and he missed the mark. He completely missed the mark, and as a result, Scripture says in the book of Romans that sin entered the world through one man, and death came into the world through sin, and so death has spread to all men because all have sinned. And as daughters and sons of Adam, As his physical as well as spiritual descendants of heirs, you and I, we enter into this world already having had our chance. Adam perfectly represented us. He perfectly stood in for us. He was our perfect example. And in his chance, we had our chance. And we missed. We blew it. We completely missed the mark. And as a son and descendant of Adam, as someone who is born in sin, as someone who lives in sin, as someone who far too often revels in sin, sometimes life hurts. Sometimes the brokenness of this world hurts. And sometimes that hurt is out there, and I hurt because the world is screwed up. But a lot of times I hurt because I'm screwed up, and I mess up. And in those moments when life hurts, whether it's the world's fault or my fault, in those moments where it hurts, and you ever find yourself crying out to God and saying, "Why, God? Why me? Why now? God, why? Why have you forsaken me?" I don't think it's a very hypothetical question. I think that's a real question that most of us have asked and continue to ask, and we wrestle with when life hurts. We want to know why. That's not a hypothetical question. But I do have a hypothetical question for us tonight. What if all the junk in my life, what if it all caught up with me? Now, to be very clear, the Bible doesn't teach karma. The Bible does not teach what goes around comes around. It doesn't teach anything of the sort. But hypothetically, imagine with me, what if that's how it worked? What if all my dirty little secrets, all my past embarrassments, all my hidden shames, all the skeletons in my closet, what if they all caught up with me? And in that moment, I cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Imagine with me, if all my misdeeds and if all my mistakes caught up with me, and the consequences of all of them came upon me. Imagine in that moment if I were to cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? I suspect that God wouldn't have to think for too long. I think God could get to an answer pretty quickly, and I don't think he would stop for quite a while. He wouldn't have to work too hard to give a pretty satisfactory answer, and I think it would be terribly painful and embarrassing to hear. I think God would say something like, why? You want to know why? Okay, I'll tell you. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you exactly why. Do you remember that one time? Remember that one time your friend posted pictures of their vacation online and it ruined your afternoon because you spent hours coveting their life? That's why. Remember that time people at the office were talking about the person who wasn't there and you almost spoke up to defend them, but you kept your mouth shut? That's why. You remember that time you accidentally clicked on that provocative link that took you to web pages dishonoring to your marriage? That's why. Remember that time your neighbor got hurt and your first thought was, good, they deserved it? That's why. Remember that time you spoke ill of that politician, not of his policies, but of his person, just totally disrespecting the office to which I've called him? That's why. Remember that time you had to miss church? What was it again? Big game on Sunday or too much fun on Saturday? That's why. Remember that time you made promises in my name and threw them away like they meant nothing? That's why. Remember that time? That one time when it was all about you? When you mattered most? When your ways were greater than my ways? When your will was more important than my word? Remember that time when you wanted to be God in my place? You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not lie. You shall not covet your neighbor's life or anything that belongs to your neighbor. That's why. Oh. Yeah, but God, the reason I... You see, God, I was just... Yeah, God, but if you could just let me explain. Our God is not a God of second chances. As if that would even help. And maybe that sounds harsh, but imagine if he was. What if God was a God of second chances? What if that's exactly who God was? What if God was a God of infinite second chances? Would that be any better? He'd end up saying to me, no, Dan, not quite. Try again. Nope, still not there. Try again. Nope, that was worse than the previous time. You need another chance? Okay, here's another chance. Nope. Are you even trying? You got to want it, man. Nope, that's still not it. Try again. Nope. 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 No, let me explain this. You have to love your neighbor as yourself. No, that's not it. You need to love me with all your heart, soul, mind. No. Are you even listening? No. You want another chance? You can have another chance. You think it's going to help? Have as many chances as you want. How many chances do you need to reach perfection? I think it would be awful if God were a God of second chances. And I'm thankful he's not. See, our God is not a God of second chances. He's a God of one chance and a second Adam. The first Adam was a historical person who was a representative for all of humanity. He perfectly stood in our place. He perfectly represented us. And he had his chance. And in him, we had our chance. And he missed. And we missed. And sin entered the world through one man, and death came into the world through sin, and so death spread to all men because all have sinned. And maybe Adam pleaded with God for a second chance. God said no. And maybe you and I, we've pleaded with God for a second chance. God says no. See, God doesn't give us a second chance. He gives us a second Adam, a historical person who would stand in as a perfect representative for all humanity. He doesn't give us a second chance. He gives us a second Adam. Jesus of Nazareth is that second Adam that God sent his very own Son in the flesh to stand in our place, to perfectly represent all of humanity, but not just all of humanity in a vague or generic sense. He stood in to represent you. And he only needed one chance. And with that one chance, he nailed it, perfectly nailed. You see, in his one chance, in that one opportunity that he had, Jesus fulfilled God's will in every way, every single day. Jesus perfectly kept the law. Jesus loved the Lord his God with all of his heart, with all of his whole soul, with all of his mind, with all of his strength. Jesus perfectly loved his neighbor as himself every single day without exception. Perfectly. Nailed it. The first Adam had his chance, and he missed the mark. The second Adam, Jesus, Son of God, historical person, perfect representative of all of humanity, he had his one chance, and he nailed it. And for that, they forced him to carry a cross, and he drug it out of the city. And they nailed him to it. The second Adam, Jesus, the Son of Mary, and the Son of God, was nailed to the cross as your representative, standing in for you. He stood in for you both in life and in death. And through God's gift of faith, as you hear the word of his promise, you get credit. You receive credit for Jesus' perfect life. It's yours. And there on the cross, Jesus takes the credit for the death my sins deserve, the death your sins deserve. He stood in for you. It was supposed to be you. It was supposed to be you on the cross. It was supposed to be me on the cross. It should have been anyone but Jesus on the cross. But Jesus, that second Adam, he stood in for us all. And there from the cross, Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And if I were to ever ask that question of God in sincerity, and if God were to ever condescend to give me an answer to that question, he would have a dirty laundry list so long that I would drown in shame. But when Jesus, hanging from the cross, cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? He's met with silence. Probably hurt more than anything else. We esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for your iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that brought us peace, and by his wounds we are healed. You see, our God is not a God of second chances. No, he's so much better than that. He's a God of one chance and a second Adam. And by his wounds, we are healed. Thanks be to God. Amen.